This segment is brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments, to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988.
Good day and a warm well day. In studio with us, we have a very special guest, Jamaican reggae artist, Choir. So lovely to have you with us.
I'm great. How are you?
I'm well, thanks for asking. So, can you share the inspiration behind your latest single, Cool Runnings, and how it reflects Jamaican culture?
Yeah, my new single, Cool Runnings, the concept behind it is really just allowing ourselves to sing a song about Jamaica that gives off the essence and the vibe more than like specific places to go. And a lot of times you hear people sing about Jamaica and it's very, you know, listing places that you should go to and it's very advertising it almost in a very specific way. This is really just about us holding an energy, sharing an energy, having people observe and feel that through song, all that Jamaica means to us, all that it does for us in a very therapeutic kind of way. And that's really what Cool Runnings is about, like how chill we choose to be when we get the chance to and how we survive through difficult times. You know, where we're from, we don't need no permission. We don't need no permission to pick mango from the neighbor's tree. You know, it's like that kind of energy. And that's really what it is about for us, you know. That's what Cool Runnings is. Jamaican energy, cool vibes all the time.
Jamaica is more than just a beautiful tourist destination.
Much more.
Your music aims to touch the hearts and provide positivity. How do you hope listeners will feel when they hear Cool Runnings?
I love when people feel my music more than listen to it, because we really do listen and hear with what the brain is doing, you know, logic and all these other things, intellect and such. So I love when my music is felt. That's where I sing from, and that's where I want to tap in. I sing from my soul to the soul of anyone that will allow themselves to feel more than listen to the music. And I really just want them to feel that warmth of Jamaican energy, that warmth of good, positive, graceful, merciful love. Like not in a religious way, but just in a natural way where you take your shoes off, put your feet in the soil and feel that love from earth. And that joy from drinking a fruit from a tree that's a cup with lots of water in it. It's that kind of energy. You want people to feel that, taste it more than even hear what you're singing or how I'm singing it. You know what I mean? I am a singer, and in it, it's very rhythmic with how I sing it. It's not a very singy kind of song, and that was intentional to allow it to be very speech-like and something that others could just relate to and sing along with it much easier.
So it's more of an experience when they're listening.
Yeah, I like how you summarize it for me. You do it, yeah, spot on.
So how do you see Cool Runnings fitting into the current landscape of Jamaican music?
Yeah, for me, Cool Runnings is not necessarily for me like about the timing now. It's something that has a time. There's always a time for a Cool Runnings. So I'm grateful that I was blessed to be the vessel for this one. I think it fits perfectly into just every good thought or memory that anyone in the diaspora will have of Jamaica, or visitors will have of Jamaica. It will, not should, but it will fit at least one part of your trip, one part of your experience. It will sit somewhere. It will become a soundtrack to your life at some point. if you've experienced anything from Jamaica, even if it's just someone telling you a story of it, it fits in perfectly. And I mean, of course, it's Reggae Month for us in Jamaica, or Jamaicans across the world. It is the month that we teach a lot more about Black history. We call it Black History Month. And yeah, it's a beautiful major thing happened for us as Jamaicans, which is the Bob Marley One Love movie too. And that's something that is like a major thing, you know, across the world, media wise, it shines a beautiful new light, a return of a certain kind of energy too, a soulful kind of mission, a mission of love and purpose and passion, which is what the story in the movie really portrays. It reminds us of what people loved about Jamaica and Jamaican music, you know, back 30, 40 years ago, really just about tapping into people's souls more than, again.
So reflecting on your role in the Bob Marley One Love movie, has Bob Marley had any influence on your music?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I love Bob. Love Bob for sure. Peter Tosh was my introduction to reggae music. So my love for Peter is deep as well. But I know that big beat that Bob had, the journey that he had and the popularity that he gained across the world, he has blessed people and changed people's lives in an immeasurable way, is what I would call it, you know. I don't think I can tap into like specifics with what Bob Marley's music has done for the world. For me, it has pushed me to stay focused on keeping that raw soul kind of energy when I'm singing, no matter the genre, keeping that honesty within myself and what I'm about to sing about, and how I can stand and represent what I'm about to sing about, even when it is something that goes against the popular opinion. You know what I mean? That's something major that I've learned from Ali for sure, and his music.
So what was it like collaborating with producer Sly Daddy Wizard and Rumuj Entertainment on this project?
Collaboration. We've always worked together, myself and Ramesh. We've worked on a lot of things, like 15 years of a solid friendship. Myself and Slide as well. He's always been around Ramesh from them time, and we've always worked on stuff together. I was coaching one of their artists, and they were like, yo, let's go, let's start doing some work together. I had already brought stuff to them and they loved it, and they've been a part of my journey as an artist in supporting in different ways, but not having a song that they produced for me. So this is our first release together, and I'm really happy about that. And we have a few more coming just the same. Really good energy, always allowed to create, and then I allow them to do what it is that they see fit, you know, post-production-wise too. So we give each other space to express to each song that we're creating. Good vibe.
That's beautiful. So as you finalize your upcoming album from scratch, what themes or messages can listeners anticipate?
Wow. So from scratch means so much to me. It's really been a beautiful journey, just me allowing myself to strip myself each time. In each song, it's really a very bare approach to my life. You know, I'm not a very loud speaker. I'm very vivacious when I'm like relaxed and not working. But when it comes to the crowd, I'm an introvert a lot of times, you know. I think my confidence will come up when I'm on the stage, when I'm singing. That's my joy. That's my extroverted moment. That's it for me. But most of the times, there are a lot of people who don't know a lot about my journey and about how I think and feel about things. I keep my opinions to myself unless I'm singing about it. And from scratch is where I strip myself and show that. So you're going to see and feel from scratch, the project, a lot of soul, a lot of hope, a lot of love, a lot of mindfulness for sure. Not much of the frivolous energy. It's really about making sure that it is meaningful and mindful of what we want to leave as a legacy in everything that we're doing. Music lasts forever, so the mindfulness is key. Expressing myself, of course, as I said earlier, even if the opinions are not so popular, but making sure that people get that raw, real energy of where I am at this point in my life. I'm very excited about From Scratch. It's about to be a really beautiful blessing to the world. I mean, for me to release it and also for the world to, you know, experience it.
So you describe your musical style as exotic soul. Can you explain what this means to you and how it influences your music?
Every person in Jamaica is a rare kind. I will say that to you. Like, we're just like a ball of unpredictable magic. That's what I find. And I think maybe others would say the same about where they're from. So for where I'm from, I know that every person I meet is an unpredictable ball of this phenomenon. Like, that's the exotic energy that we share. We can stand in a crowd and we stand out, even when we're not trying to. And that's what makes me this exotic soul. And when I say soul, my calling is music. It's not much of a profession. It's not about the prize for me. It's always about the climb. It's been about that for me. And I've always been around people who are, you know, winning prizes. I've won a lot of prizes in my life, but it's been more about that for me, the soul expressing itself. And I love the idea of just always, you can see how I spell my name. It's Qyor. I like being different. I like knowing that people find that spark and go search for the spelling or search for more than just what comes to mind or what we're told it has to be spelled like. So XOUL is that for me. Soul, exotic soul, because that's what I am, a rare kind.
And lastly, I want to ask, what do you find most rewarding about spreading Jamaican culture and positivity through your music on a global scale?
It is duty. And, you know, if I do anything that misrepresents my mission, it paints a bad picture on where I'm from. It paints a bad picture on the people who grew me, on my parents, on my friends, and my coworkers. You know, like we have a responsibility. They call it social responsibility. For me, it's just a spiritual responsibility. Like, it's my duty to do the best I can, to be honest to the things that I want, again, even when it goes against popular opinion, but also making sure that with everything that we're doing, we can see much more than just what's happening now and make sure it can benefit a greater purpose all the time. And that's a part of why I'm always happy to show my Jamaican side. A lot of people don't necessarily love the fact that, oh, you're doing soul, but you're not doing enough patois, or you're not doing this. No, Jamaican culture is much more than the things that we want to crack a joke and use as an icebreaker. You know, man, our culture is much more than that. Like, you know, like, be okay talking about different things that make you look Jamaican other than just locks on my head and, you know, marijuana and right rum, and it's so much more. And it's a duty for me to make sure that, you know, we share that part of it, because we're not all the same, out of many one, and that's what we are, right? In Jamaica.
More than oxtail and curry goats.
More than oxtail and curry goat.
So I wanted to ask, where can everyone stream and listen to Cool Runnings, and where will they be able to find your From Scratch album?
All right, so I'm learning how to, like, ask everyone to go and subscribe. So my name is Qyor everywhere. You can follow and find me, follow the magic everywhere, find the music everywhere. Subscribe to the YouTube. We'll be showing that. We have a music video there on the YouTube page. Give thanks for that visual. That's kind of been out there, kind of sharing the energy. The music is out on all digital platforms. So Spotify, Tidal, iTunes, list them all. We're out there. I am Qyor everywhere. Qyor everywhere. You'll find me.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
This segment was brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise, or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments, to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988.